Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey! WXLKHD. Rono. It's your thing
in the morning. Well, I tell you what, if nothing else, it is Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
Oh, man. Friday. The Friday after hope for the holidays.
Yes.
Where we're all up late talking to dead people. You have to excuse us. We were busy talking to dead people, you know?
I mean, I guess this is the year for it, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
If it was a year for everybody to be able to talk to dead people, it is 2020.
Oh, my God. It totally is. This is dead person year. Actually, you know what? There's a big line. There's a line to get into heaven. Everybody's ready. But Hope for the Holidays 2020 with psychic medium Suzanne Northrup. And, it was a virtual event this year. So we joined it on the Zoom, which has its own total level of, I mean, I've never been in a Zoom with 100 people in it before.
Oh. Well, I have.
Oh, it you is, have?
Yeah, it is. It's weird just to like scroll through the pages of people and see all the faces and what they're doing.
I found myself distracted by there being so many people because you'd have one video where there was a baby, other videos there were puppies. Like, I didn't know what to look at.
I am not going to lie.
Backgrounds, like, what are they doing?
I was sitting there, I'm scrolling through, I'm looking at everybody. I was watching the baby show that Antoine was watching.
Yes.
There was a cute dog was going on another one.
Yes.
But I ain't going to lie, I kept scrolling through to make sure nobody was having the I'm going to take my clothes off show.
Oh, I scrolled through for that too. I was like, is there going to be somebody that's like giving a little peek or something?
And I was, watching it for the safety and
security.
Security.
Okay. Security.
It was for work. That's exactly obviously what it was. And it's just so bizarre to be in this situation because normally we're all in the same room, but now here we are, we're all in different rooms, and even the three of us, like, we're all in a different room. And so I'm watching y'all, and I can tell without a shadow of a doubt that my friend Antoine is watching football at the same time as the event.
I did have the football game on as well, because for me, Zoom, I've told you guys, like, Zoom is awkward to me. I feel like people know. Well, I feel like people know when I'm staring at them. So it's almost like I avoid eye contact on Zoom. Like, even like a small Zoom, I'm looking off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I always like to look at people.
I know. You stare like through my soul.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you don't want to look at that because then you can see that Monica's looking at you. You're like, oh, my God, she's staring at my soul. And then I find that I don't want to look away too much either, because then I just look oddly distracted and goofy. So,
like I did.
Yeah. Right. I look like Antoine. So then I'm trying to look at the camera, but I'm trying to look all smart. Like, I'm going,
Yes, I hear what you're saying there about those dead people. That's very interesting, yes.
It was an interesting event, to say the least, and lots of emotions, like normal, where Suzanne is reaching out to lost loved ones, and, it's a good feeling this time of year to just hang out with a bunch of people, and I can see why this is not, these long Zooms for me. There's just, I'm not a Zoom person.
You're not a Zoomer.
I'm not a Zoomer.
I think the thing that I really enjoyed about Hope for the Holidays this year, we are in a year where like the contact between like relatives and things that are alive, it's limited.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only imagine how distant you feel from relatives that have passed or friends that have passed. So I think there's a whole nother layer of just some kind of connection in 2020 that we've all been yearning for.
Yeah. And, and I will say this, too, as you're looking for that closeness, and the peek behind the curtain is we're doing this segment in a different, Antoine's in a different studio than he normally would be. So seriously, like, your voice sounds like a fireplace. I mean, it is like,
it's a soothing.
It is. It's like this warm crackly, like you're not like a big roaring fireplace at all. You're the fireplace toward the end of the night when the embers are still warm, but it's a little quiet. It's just, hi, how are you? So it's not, but it's good. But if I do that through the entire show, we're all going to fall asleep. So,
okay. I don't want anybody to pass out. But it's true, though. Like, it's just good connection right now. Yeah. And I think that's what Hope for Holidays really presented, just that connection.
Yep. So he keeps saying good
Suzanne's
stuff.
Suzanne's always great.
Yeah. It was another fun year, Hope for the Holidays. And we're going to hope for 2021 that it's in a room, all the same people doing the in person. But
fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't holding my breath on nothing because I'll be dead. I'm not. And so help me God. I'm going to tell you right now that if I die, and y'all are still doing this show, and y'all are still doing Hope for the Holidays, I am not.
You can still be there.
No, I'm not doing it because I'm dead.
I'm reaching out to you.
I'm the only person who, when dead, still has to work an event. That is not happening. You can't
This will be the first question I ask. Hey, Suzanne, is Zach here?
Passing the mic.
Right. And of course, Suzanne will drag me in. I'm like, what? Oh, my God.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
There's definitely some pros and cons to the new Zoom world, Zooming life.
Okay.
You know,
I'm mostly a con person, not a huge fan.
There are a few pros. There are some, but not as many, I think.
Because you can see your loved ones and stay in touch with your friends and stuff like that. Zoom happy hours can be fun. But when it comes to Zoom, like cameras being on in your house, like the kids are on Zoom, you're on Zoom, it gets kind of wild.
And then you don't know if you're on Zoom or you're in the background of somebody else's Zoom. If you're like that guy who used to work for the New Yorker that thought this would be a great time to pull my pants down on Zoom. Now, he doesn't have a job anymore.
He does not.
Yeah, you know, things like
that. He doesn't?
No, he got fired.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, stuff like that, and you forget. So this one mom, she's working from home and she has her Zoom meeting going. All her colleagues are listening and are talking. Well, she's also taking a phone call. So she decides, you know, let me hit mute. Or did she? Well, everyone, they heard her conversation as she's talking to the plumber about how she clogged the toilet. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Very.
That's a difficult phone call anyway to be like, hey, so I clogged the toilet because, you know, I clogged the toilet and I need you to come over. It's like when you have to buy embarrassing creams at CVS. Like, it's just, you don't want to have that exchange with the person.
And you might not even have to have a conversation, but you know they're thinking it.
Exactly.
Like, they're looking at you.
Right, because you think, and they're sitting there going, sir, how's your day? I'm buying butt cream! You know!
Rocky Road.
You know how this is going. Come on!
And she received messages from people, like, saying, hey, we can hear you, but she was too late.
She wasn't paying attention. You know, I guess that would be the punishment for sitting there taking phone calls when you were on Zoom in the first place. My biggest con about Zoom is you can't escape now. Now you can't get away from nothing. And they sit here and talk about, it's so much better because you don't have to be in meetings. You know, sitting in a room. Yeah. But when there were meetings here at work, I could hide. Like, you could hide, and if
there's no hiding,
find you, then you didn't have to go to the meeting. But now, you're available all the time.
And even if you're driving, you can just set up your phone and just listen to it.
I know, and that's one of those, I don't appreciate that when you're in the car. It's like, how come I can't see you? I'm in the car, you fool. Like, you are hunting me down while I'm in the car. Stop it. I refuse to buy any kind of mount or pedestal that would allow me to zoom better while I'm in the car, because I don't want to have that kind of access. It's too much
That's
access.
That's going to be the next thing. It's going to be a requirement.
It's the worst. It happened to me last Friday. This is a Friday afternoon. I'm out, man. It's weekend time. Can you get on a Zoom at 3 o'clock?
Can't say no.
I don't want to die, but like fall into a coma. Like a quick coma. Just like an hour.
45 minutes.
Can I go into like a 45-minute coma? Oh, man. Yeah. So enjoy your Zooming.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Today's scam is on Debbie. She works at an event venue, so obviously this has been a fairly ridiculous year, but they're at least booking some events now, so that's good. Problem here is that I want to book a big event. Oh, and I have no idea what the coronavirus thing is either. I don't know what that is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's the birthday scam. My big, fat corona wedding on the K92 Morning Thang.
Thank you for calling. This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. How you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. What about yourself?
I am great. Actually, you know what? I am even more than great. I'm like over the moon and stuff because I have proposed to the love of my life and she said yes, so we are getting married.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, things got a little rocky there about a year ago when I hit on her cousin, but we talked it out and I managed to get her to take me back.
Okay.
Yeah, crazy little evening on the pontoon. But you know what? What's done is done, because now she said yes, and we are getting married, and we are very interested in celebrating at your amazing venue.
Okay, well, great. I can certainly help you with that.
We're going to turn this right around real quick, though. So you got availability in October?
Yes, we actually do have a few days left.
Fantastic. I see on your website that the capacity of the venue is 400, so that'd be great.
Well, normally it would be 400, but with the coronavirus.
Yeah, because we're going to blow this thing out big time, and we're going to need that whole capacity. Probably even go over a tiny bit, but hey, who's counting, right? We'll just sneak them in. We're good.
Okay, but sir, as I was about to say, we are unable to have the full capacity right now with the coronavirus and everything. That's our normal limit before everything happened.
Before everything happened?
Yes.
Not following. You saying before everything happened with the cousin? Because like I said, we are all good now and everybody is ready to party, so we're cool.
No, sir. Before the coronavirus, so the current safety measures and restrictions, we're only able to offer events for a certain group of a certain size now.
The coronawawa?
You know, coronavirus.
Oh, No. That's not a problem. We do not drink Corona. That stuff is swill. This is a Budweiser family all the way. Okay. We're talking Dale Jr., them giant horses, all of it. So we're good to go. We're good.
No, sir. I'm talking about the regulations from coronavirus.
Lady, I have no idea what you're talking about. I just want to book a wedding for me and 400 of my closest friends and family and neighbors and coworkers and some people I met on the Facebook yard sale group. It's going to be a great time. Trust me.
Sir, are you telling me you haven't heard of the coronavirus?
Mm-hmm. That a beer recall or something?
No, the global pandemic, the COVID-19 virus, millions of people all over the world have been infected.
What?
And with the current state regulations, we have to take proper safety measures to protect our employees and our guests right now.
Well, this is the first I'm hearing any of this.
Have you not watched the news?
The news. Oh, God, no. Nothing but media mumbo jumbo there. We mostly watch Lizard Lick Towing at the house. That Bobby Brantley, he is a hoot.
Yes.
Even if you don't watch the news, haven't you seen people, everyone's outside wearing masks right now? You haven't noticed?
Anyone? Actually, now that you mention it, yeah. But I thought we were all doing some sort of ninja role play or something. I mean, I don't judge, man. So look, can we do the 400 people or not?
No.
Well, I find that to be a tad bit disappointing.
Sir, I mean, I can't even believe I'm having this conversation. How is it possible that you haven't heard of the coronavirus until right now?
I wish I hadn't, but I have. Hey, it's a birthday scam. It's Zach from K92. You're on the radio right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome if we didn't know?
Yes.
I know. I was like, is this person an alien?
K92. There he is. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Oh, guys, this time next week, we're going to be unpleasantly full. It's going to be so great.
I love it. I'm so excited. This is my favorite holiday.
I like it, too, because it kind of has the same holiday elements of, hey, family and love and, you know, being grateful and all that stuff, but with none of the required gifts and shopping. Like, there's none of those stresses.
Yeah, it's legitimately about just food and family.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's about.
And I know a lot of people, they stress out about the eating, but, you know, maybe we're going to try to help you here today on how to make Thanksgiving dinner less stressful or not. You know what? We'll just have fun with it because that's what it is. It's a fun day. And Monica, I do believe, has a very important Thang hack, even if it is ridiculous, because I'm sure it will be, is about controlling the remote. Because it is important on Thanksgiving. There's certain things that they're supposed to be on. And if someone tries to change it off of football because there's a kid and they want to put YouTube on, oh, no. Absolutely not. They're sticky, grubby, little disgusting syrup hands should have nothing to do with the remote control. But, Antoine, I'm going to give you the floor first here in the Thang Hacks.
All right, because I want to be helpful when you're getting the food ready and you're preparing the food.
Mm-hmm.
And so mashed potatoes. That's a big thing at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
That is like the favorite side of the majority of people Thanksgiving. So when you have a bunch of potatoes that you need to wash, you can actually put them in the dishwasher on the top rack, only in the rinse cycle. Make sure there's no soap, no other dishes in there.
Isn't it ridiculous that you have to say that?
I have to say that.
Don't put soap in there while you're doing it.
If you have like 6 to 8 to 10 potatoes that you need to wash, put them on the top rack in the dishwasher.
Okay.
Rinse cycle. It will wash them and clean them perfectly. And then you take them from there. Don't peel them because, you know, you'll want to peel them for the mashed potatoes.
Right.
Just put them in a pot and boil them.
Okay.
The skin will automatically just come off. You can just rub the skin off. You don't have to waste all that time peeling.
Really?
So it gives you time to do other things. So wash your potatoes as weird as it sounds. Wash your potatoes in the dishwasher, top rack, rinse cycle only, and then take them on the stove, boil them together in a pot of water.
And you're boiling them for the normal potato cooking time, or is this just like a quick boil?
It's a quicker boil. Okay. You'll be able to see because the skin will start coming off.
Really?
And then you stop the boil, take it out, and you can just rub the skin off.
Huh. If this doesn't work, we're fighting.
Okay.
We are fighting.
That's fair.
Though, you know what? I'm just like you where it's like I come in here with a tip of something to make your meal better. I've never tried it. Like I have
no proof. At your own risk.
Yeah.
At your own risk.
Because, you know, one of the greatest things about roasting things like chicken and turkey is if you can get that skin all crispy.
Oh, it's so good.
Perfect. Oh, it is the best. And I usually try to hog most of it for myself. But sometimes it's hard because, you know, you get everything's done on the inside and the skin's not crispy, but you know it's like, I got to take this stuff out of this. Turkey is going to get overcooked. The people at Serious Eats, who I typically trust for things like this, and again, I haven't tried this, so use it at your own risk, is you sprinkle one part baking soda to three parts kosher salt all over your turkey, and then you let it rest uncovered in the fridge for 24 hours before you put it in the oven.
Okay.
And I guess that helps the skin crisp up and everything.
Are you going to try it or are you going to wait for someone else to try it?
Oh, I kind of want someone else to try it. Yeah, I feel like I need to try it on a Cornish game hen or something little. The remote control and the control of the remote. I mean, it's in the name. That's how important control is of the remote, y'all.
You need the power.
Yeah.
That's what you need. And so with this thing, Hack, this is for one person only in the house. Who's in charge of the remote? You pick that person, okay? Now, because you need to gather all the remotes in the house. Once you gather those remotes, take some strong rubber bands and tie those rubber bands around those remote controls.
Okay.
And you are the one in charge of your mega remote, okay? So that means that you put the TV on. You are in charge of all the TVs in the house, the volume, all that business. If the kids want to go in their room and watch the show, they can't control the volume. They can't blast it.
They can't even leave. You can be like, nope, TV's off in your room. God, the remotes is here. Because now more than ever, it is so true. I mean, it used to be back in the day, if you couldn't find the remote, it was tiny devastation because you didn't want to get up and have to deal with it. Now you have no hope. There's no hope left for you. There's nothing to watch.
You can't change the channel.
No, you can't do anything. If you don't have the remote, ain't no fire sticking. You can yell at it all you want and beg it, but it is not going to do anything. And a TV, God knows where the buttons are anymore. They're somewhere, but I can't find them.
What are you watching in your house on Thanksgiving? Is it football?
Of course
it's
football.
It has to be football.
Does it?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I usually like to change it.
Yeah, that's why you're not the god of the remote ball. Thank you very much.
No, football starts at 12 and it goes all the way through the night. There's
exactly
three games.
It ends tomorrow. That's how it works. Jeez. Merry Christmas. Here or there, this or that, things and stuff and things. We go back and forth in the game and we call it celebrity either or. Here's your host, Antoine Terrell.
Yes. It is time for Celebrity Either Or, the game where I give Zach and Monica two celebrities, and I give them a piece of information about the celebrity, and they tell me who it applies to.
We go back and forth on random tidbits in the game. It's fun until it isn't. Like my collapse last week that I'm still mad about.
Still mad. That was so sad. The second question in the second round, you just went down.
Yes, Destiny's Child, which who I never liked. And now I am almost ready to rank below TLC. Huh.
All right. And this week is going to be a little different. Okay. In Hollywood, there's one fictional character and then a bunch of actors will play that same character in different movies, TV shows, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That is every category for a celebrity either or today.
Oh, my God.
So, for example, Zach, I'm going to give you the choice. The first celebrity or the first fictional character is James Bond.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you two actors, and you have to tell me which one played James Bond.
Okay. So, and it's always somebody played James Bond.
Yes.
So it's about knowing James Bond.
Yes.
I feel decent about my James Bond knowledge and not decent about Monica's, but I feel like I want to play to my strengths. So I'm going to, am I getting the choice?
Yes.
I just kind
of assume. Yes. So do you want James Bond or do you want the other fictional character I'm going to ask about?
Oh, okay. And I don't get to know who that is.
No, you don't know who that is.
I will take James Bond, please. James Bond.
All right. Yes. So in the first round, it's best of five. I'm going to give you five pairs of celebrities and you have to tell me which one played James Bond.
Okay.
And then in the second round, we're going to go streaking.
Okay. I think I can do this.
James Bond, your first celebrities are Daniel Craig or Daniel Radcliffe?
Okay. Well, Daniel Radcliffe was Harry Potter. So the answer is Daniel Craig.
Correct.
There we go. Okay.
Sean Penn or Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
Correct. George Lazenby or George Lucas?
George Lucas never played James Bond. Can you imagine him with that beard looking all good? I'll go with the other guy, George Lazenby.
That's correct.
Yes. Of course, I know him so well.
Roger Moore or Roger Staubach?
Roger Moore.
Correct. You're killing it right now. Really? Last one. Mm-hmm. Pierce Butler or Pierce Brosnan?
Okay, these are easy. Pierce Brosnan.
Nice. Yes. 5 for 5.
Yeah. Figured I would do that. I'm not sure if Monica would have gotten 5 for 5, but I don't care.
I would have got all. I would have missed one. The Lazenby.
Lazenby. You would have picked George Lucas from Star Wars? That guy? Okay.
I was like, who is George Lucas? I had to think for a minute. I'm like, who is that?
It's only like one of the richest people in all of Hollywood, but that's fine.
That's it. Yeah. Just a little nobody.
Some guy.
All right.
Monica's turn.
Yeah. Zach, you had James Bond. Monica, you have Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, see, this one's harder.
Oh. Yep.
All right. Here are your two celebrities.
Let me make sure I have my buzzer ready.
Henry Cavill or Jude Law?
That was Henry.
That's correct. Robert Downey Jr. or Liam Neeson?
Robert.
Correct.
Can you imagine Liam Neeson? Look, there's been a crime. Watson, we're going to solve this.
He can do it, though.
Of skills, yes.
All right. Benedict Cumberbatch or Tom Middleston?
Ooh.
Benedict.
Correct. And just so you know, Tom Middleston played Loki in MCU. Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange.
Aha.
Yep.
That's not part of the question, but that's fine.
Sir Ben Kingsley or Sir Ian McKellen?
Yeah. A bunch of sirs.
They were knighted by the Queen.
Yes.
Sir Ben Kingsley?
Kingsley.
That would be incorrect.
Oh. Correct answer was Sir Elton John. I'm sorry. Sir Elton John.
All right. And your last one of the first round.
Uh-huh.
Will Ferrell or Vince Vaughn?
That was Will. Will Ferrell.
That is correct.
Okay, not bad.
He played Sherlock Holmes and Holmes and Watson.
Yeah, that comedy.
Terrible movie.
Very bad. Bad movie.
All right, so we're going into the second round.
Okay, we're going streaking. Here we
go. You are winning 5-4, which means Monica gets to go first.
Okay.
In the second round. All right, Monica, your fictional character is Batman. I'm going to give you two actors.
Batman.
You tell me which actor portrayed Batman.
I'm Batman.
Okay.
Ben Affleck or Ben Stiller?
Affleck.
Correct. Michael Cera or Michael Keaton?
Keaton.
Correct. Adam McKay or Adam West?
Adam McKay.
Adam West.
Who's Adam McKay?
Who's Adam? Mocking you.
Who is that? I'm going West.
Correct. I'll make sure I had the right number. Christian Bale or Christian Slater?
Bale.
Correct. Jimmy Kimmel.
Christian Slater had that Bad Heart movie.
He did have the Bad Heart movie. Among many other things, but yes, the Bad Heart movie. Continue.
Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon?
For Batman, okay. He said Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon.
That is what I said. That's correct.
Okay.
Monica's answer will be Jimmy.
Jimmy. I'm going to go Fallon.
All right. That would be incorrect.
Whoa!
It was Jimmy Kimmel and Teen Titans Go.
Okay. So he was like the voice of Batman or something?
Yes, he was the voice of Batman.
Interesting. I thought maybe he did it in a skit or something.
Teen Titans. I didn't know that.
Okay. How many points did Monica get?
Monica has 8 total. You need 3 to tie.
Okay.
4 to win.
All right.
All right. And Monica, she had Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zach,
mm-hmm.
you have Superman.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you two celebrities.
Please don't be Destiny's Child all over again.
And you tell me who played Superman.
All right.
Henry Cavill or Tom Hardy?
Okay, well, even though Tom Hardy would have done a way better job, we know that Henry Cavill is Superman.
Correct.
Yeah.
No,
Dean Cain or Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin Sorbo was Hercules, and Dean Cain was Superman on Lois and Clark.
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh. I liked Lois because it was Terry Hatcher.
Zac Efron
mm-hmm.
or Channing Tatum?
Oh. Oh, no.
This is for the tie.
Right. Channing Tatum, I believe, is the voice of Superman in the Lego Batman movies. Because Batman hates him. Channing Tatum.
For the tie, that is correct.
Because, you know, Zac Efron's going to be Superman in, so was it, what was that stupid show, the Aqua Teen something or other? One of those goofy shows. I don't know. Okay, for the win. Here we go.
For the win, Zach.
Come on!
Who played Superman? Was it Nicolas Cage or Sean Connery?
Wait, Superman?
Sean Connery is Superman. I'm Superman, everybody.
Nicolas Cage is obsessed with Superman. He even named his kid like Kal-El or something like that.
So did he get to play... portray him in a movie?
See, again,
or a TV show?
Was he on like Aqua Teen something or other?
Or was it Sean Connery?
Robot Chicken?
Sean Connery. There's no way. Sean Connery could be Superman's father, Lex Luthor's. There's no way Sean Connery can be Superman.
Sounds like you have your guess then.
I have my guess. Nicolas Cage.
For the win, you are correct. It was Nicolas Cage.
There we go.
He was in Teen Titans Go.
Congrats.
With Jimmy Kimmel playing Batman.
All right. See, I knew it was one of those robot chickeny kind of shows or something like that.
Man.
And you try to get it. Because, again, you can't take Sean Connery seriously as Superman. That would not happen.
And it was the movie Teen Titans Go.
Well, duh.
Okay.
Everybody knows
sure.
that.
Congratulations, Zach. You have
you.
Redeemed
Thank
yourself.
You. Thank
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending. Top three. Number three.
This is interesting. I don't really think about this, but it makes a lot of sense. Is if you're someone who's working from home right now,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are saying that they don't feel like they can take a sick day unless they have the coronavirus. Like, that's the only thing you're allowed to take a sick day for now is the COVID and nothing else.
Yeah.
I can see that, though. I can see that.
Right. Because I would, I mean, you think of this.
Because I didn't take vacation. Because I was like, where the heck am I really going?
Right, exactly. I'm on vacation.
What am I doing?
I haven't moved. Like, what's going on? I don't understand here. And it would, you know, I would admit, judging on the other side too, like Monica broadcasting from the She Shed, if you said to me, hey, I need to take a sick day because I just, you know, I don't feel good today, I'd be like, do you have coronavirus? And you say, no, I don't think so. I'd be like, well, then you're fine.
You come to work.
Right.
I'm at work.
Yeah, you ain't got the COVID. You're right there. Like, why can't you just, you don't even have to roll out of bed. You just have to roll over. Like, that's all it is.
Oh, you got a headache?
I've heard during Zoom, a couple of the kids, they were like, oh, my kid, you know, so-and-so was absent because they're taking a sick day. I'm like, oh.
Right, and then you think to yourself, but you're on the Zoom. Okay. Do you have COVID? Like, that's that ends up being the question.
I know.
Yeah, anybody worry about your headache when there are people out here that can't taste or smell?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're mad about a headache. At least you have a head. Like, that's sort of what you're saying.
All right, Grandma.
Number two.
This seems fitting for the holiday season as we get ready to pull the Christmas decorations out. If you want to go on Etsy, someone has made the most fitting 2020 Christmas ornament. It is a dumpster fire, everybody. It's just a cute little dumpster on fire.
Okay, they win.
Okay.
They win.
They do
I
win
like
the internet today.
They win.
That's a good way to commemorate the suckitude of 2020 in an adorable fashion.
Now, could that be a tree topper? instead of an ornament? Like, do you think it'd be better as a tree topper?
Ooh, so the whole tree is just one big dumpster
fire? That's all it is.
That's too much for me.
You think so?
Like, that reminds me too much of the suckitude. But if it's just a whiff of suck.
A little glance.
Like a hint of terrible.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
And it has a little comedy to it. Like, I'd be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Is a little something. I'm thinking this year that I want to go a little overboard on the Christmas decorations. I don't know. I think that's sort of what everybody's
people
doing.
Are
just
definitely
extra Christmas
that.
Cheer.
Yeah, were talking about doing the real Christmas tree, even because we have a real fake Christmas tree. But then I thought, you know what? Instead of spending all that money on the real tree, let's spend it on decorations, new things that we can have every single
year.
Just
don't make it obnoxious, though. Like, make it nice. Go over the top, but make sure it looks good.
What's your definition of obnoxious so I can go slightly over it?
No, just make it. I don't want like 37 different colors of lights and a bunch of animatronic Santa Clauses and stuff.
Okay, I can assure you of this, Antoine. I will not do that at my house. I'm going to do that here at the studio. I'm going to do that here at the radio station.
I'm working from the she shed.
I am going to the she shed.
Yeah, Monica, can you sneak in one night and just decorate the studio? That'd be awesome.
Changing the locks.
That'd be awesome.
Number one.
We are 1 week away from Black Friday, which I know is a big deal for a lot of people. I tapped out of Black Friday about a decade ago. I was out.
That's, it's not worth it.
It's not worth
it's
it to
not.
Me. I don't think the savings are worth it to deal with the stress of that day. This year, I mean, I suppose a lot of people are going to be doing stuff online, but I am here to report to you. So last year, the major retail brands in this country offered an average discount of about 40% off on Black Friday. This year, it is 32% off. So the deals aren't even as good, eh?
Nope.
Because the holiday sells it, and I use in quotations, the holiday sells itself at this point. People just assume that the deals are going to be so great, so they're going to show up anyway.
Well, and the other thing is happening, I mean, you see all these different places, like all of November is Black Friday. Like, we've extended Black Friday to the entire year. Like, all year is Black Friday. Yeah, we ruined it a long time ago. We all got greedy.
It was a gradual change from 3 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving night, and now you can do it online, and now you can do it all month. Like, it's just say it's a sale.
Sale. I mean, to each his own, and I ain't gonna tell anybody how to think in this world, but if you're gonna line up and elbow each other on Black Friday in person at a store, you crazy girl. That is so not for me this year. I will point out there are 4 major stores with an average discount above 50% if you are looking for deals, because these are all stores that it's kind of been a tough year for them, and they're looking to move merchandise, is JCPenney, Macy's, Kohl's, and Belk. So those might be the places if you want to look around and look for a Black Friday deal. The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. And what a week it was.
Yes,
it say
was.
It like, what a week it was.
I feel like it was a really good week, though.
It was.
A very strong week.
And the good thing is I feel like we say that often. So that's good. A lot of them, we don't get to Friday and be like, ugh.
Right.
Garbage. How do I even count it down? It was all bad. There was a lot going on this week, so we count down to the top moments of the week as kind of a refresher. And Antoine, we learned about Monica's beautiful, hilarious, charming, and deprived son, Hendrix. Poor Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean,
the things that he has to go through and the things that he is deprived of. I mean, here's a child, Antoine, who has never been fed mashed potatoes by his mother. His mother will not give him mashed potatoes, which is what he told his teacher. Monica insists it's a lie, but I mean, think about this.
Y'all encourage this madness.
Because what is the proof? This child, an innocent child, Antoine. Children don't lie. They speak the truth.
They speak the truth.
Oh, really?
From their heart. And he says, Mommy has never given me mashed potatoes. And the only proof we have to the contrary is Monica saying, nuh-uh. So how is, I mean, where's the proof on that?
Hendrix has never lied to me.
Yeah.
He's never told me a lie. I've never known him to lie. Monica, on the other hand, I can think of lies off the top of my head.
Y'all is something else.
Boy, it's just a crying shame.
You know, I'm going to drop him off at the station. That's what I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to drop Hendrix off.
He'll finally get some mashed potatoes. I can tell you that much.
We'll take care of him.
He'll be good to go. Yep, this poor, innocent child.
I really hope he gets some for Thanksgiving.
It would be nice.
I really hope. If you could just do one thing for me, just give that boy some mashed potatoes.
I'm going to give him a plate of carrots. Some lettuce, like a rabbit. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm like, you don't eat turkey.
Ooh.
You don't get gravy.
Okay. Mm-mm. I will put this out there. I don't expect Monica to do this, but you know what? This one, she might. Because I'm always asking for Monica to do things and film them so we can watch it. Is give Hendrix a bowl of what you tell him is mashed potatoes, But give him mashed cauliflower instead.
No.
You know, they do the mashed cauliflower.
Not my nephew. My nephew.
And then just see what he's like. Film him and see if he likes it.
I'll jump in front of that.
You know, I thought you'd like that one.
I do like that.
I Monica, figured of all the ones.
Oh, come on, Antoine.
That's not my nephew. He deserves better than that.
Yeah, and leave out the salt. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And no you know flavor. What? If you want to go the extra mile, give it to your husband, too, because... Yeah, I like it.
There's no potatoes.
This is love it.
You can even get it in that bag. The one where they mix in the cauliflower and the potatoes together.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. We uncovered a conspiracy this week. You know, everyone's always tossing around conspiracy theories, and we unearthed the secret of the coronavirus. I mean, everyone's trying to figure out the source, the reason, who caused the coronavirus, what's going on, and no one was looking at the real culprit. Old people.
It makes no sense. The pandemic hit and now old people living their best life.
Right.
They get everything they want.
Maybe this is an elderly scam. Did we think about that?
This is Beulah and
Sylvester. Yeah. They Sylvester. All got together to plan this out.
Right.
And they're doing the same thing they do every time. And who has spent years and years and years hoarding all the paper products?
Old people.
Old people.
Mm-hmm. I'm canceling bingo night for everybody.
They are laughing.
Ain't no more bingo night.
I cancel bingo night.
I'm taking the tennis balls off the bottom of your walkers.
That's right. Now you finally, I'm not sure what the purpose was of those, but now you don't have
to.
Antoine's going hard against the elderly.
I got a bunch of tennis balls in my trunk. Bunch of old people moving slow with their walkers right now.
You know what you do, Antoine, is you replace those tennis balls with racket balls because they're a little slippy.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. You know, we can't be that hard on Monica this week because we're still not entirely sure if she was kidnapped as a baby. I mean, that's what it comes down to all the time. And we were talking about the random and weird things that you think about, and Monica running through all the times that she's wondering if she's been kidnapped in her life, and then Antoine brings up something very interesting.
Maybe you've had all these thoughts of being kidnapped because there is the slight possibility that your life started with a kidnapping. Because if I'm not mistaken, Monica, and you can verify this, are there any pictures of you with your family of you being a baby, as you were a baby?
No, but they just didn't take it.
What's the oldest picture that you have of yourself as a kid?
Antoine, I believe it came from a 2% milk carton.
That's like a year.
From the body camp store. Just like to pat myself on the back for being hilarious.
Oh, yes.
I will confess to that. It's a little mini confession. Is sometimes I sit at home later and I think of moments on the show and I go,
laugh at yourself.
Zach, you are funny.
Oh, my great. Somebody come kidnap him.
Yep.
Somebody come snatch him.
And
Zach
I do the
up,
same
please.
Thing every time. I retell the joke to my wife and she don't laugh.
Nothing. I'm glad. You get humbled. You get excited, and then you get humbled.
Big thing of humble pie, nothing else. So, yeah, have you seen this person, Monica Brooks, here in the top moments of the week on the K92 Morning Thing?
Fork you! Fork you! Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? Standing around there all thinking they know exactly what they're talking about. Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Fork you!
Yeah, that's right, Wednesday. Fork you, Wednesday.
You're forking Wednesday.
I'm forking Wednesday, and I understand that it's Friday, so I should have no business even concerning myself
exactly.
with Wednesday.
Why are you thinking about Wednesday?
Because I am forking this coming Wednesday, which is the dumbest Wednesday of the year. Quite possibly, not even quite possibly, it is the dumbest food day of the year, the day before Thanksgiving. Because you can't eat anything. What are you supposed to eat? Like, I don't even know what to eat ever on that
day.
Celery. See, exactly. See how stupid that day is? Soup, right.
I'm just throwing out things I don't want to eat on Wednesday.
And that's what I'm saying is what you end up having to do with delicious, wonderful, beautiful Thanksgiving just moments away from your mouth. You're sitting there just waiting. Wasting time, wasting calories for all the good stuff. So if you eat super healthy things, you're mad because that was unfulfilling.
Yeah.
But you can't eat super delicious things because those are all for the next day.
So you can't order a pizza?
No.
You should order a pizza.
I can't order a pizza. I'm saving all those calories for the next day, Antoine. You don't understand what it's like because your metabolism is all stupid.
I don't understand. You're correct.
All right, did you want to bring back
he
this?
Can eat whatever.
We could just be like, fork you, Antoine. I mean, we could
do
this every Friday.
That. That's unnecessary.
But
I'm sorry.
Those of us that are normal and have normal bodies, we can't eat that pizza and then dive into Thanksgiving the next day, Monica, can we?
No, we can't do that.
No.
No, we gain.
I hate you, Wednesday. Wednesday, you're the stupidest food day of the year. Nobody likes you. I just want to skip. Where's daylight savings when you need it? Fast forward 24 hours. That's what I'm talking about.
Fork you!
All right, Antoine, what do you got?
Fork you to Law & Order SVU.
Oh, wait, did you want this instead? Fork you!
Fork you! Yes, because I know Monica doesn't care for Law & Order, yeah, but for the people that do.
Some Law & Order.
Oh, have you ever tried to just watch one episode of Law & Order SVU?
Yes.
The way that they cut the two episodes together, it's like the last episode, it ends and it immediately jumps into the next episode. No intro, no bum bum. It's already 10 minutes of the next episode.
So they give you the taste, like, and they don't get, you don't get any of that. You just get, you, oh man, they
you
give you a sample.
You jump into the park and there's a jogger and there's a dead body and there's a pool stick and everything. And you're just trying to figure out what happened before they even play the intro music. So you're stuck there.
See, this is why I successfully avoid it, because you say, have you ever successfully watched one episode of Law & Order? And actually, the correct answer is no, because I get 5 minutes in and I stop. So technically, I've watched zero.
That's smart.
Yep, I move out. I'm just like, you, Law & Order,
I'm
done.
If you make it to the end of an episode, you are going to start the next episode.
You know what they are?
Not enough time.
They're television's drug dealers.
Yeah.
You see what that is?
Drug.
Because you hang out for 47 minutes smoking weed with Law & Order SVU, and then all of a sudden they're like,
so, we've got this cocaine. You want to try this cocaine right here? Hey, let's try this cocaine. What
I don't
you
even
got?
Like Law & Order Criminal Intent, but right. Here I am.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, I wasn't going to do this. I mean, I was just going to stop and go home, but nope. Gateway drug.
Thank you, Dick Wolf.
Yep.
Thank you.
He's going to have you on heroin by the end of the season. My God. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Get yours in now to 52353. And Monica Brooks, she's laying blame on something in her fork you that I believe should just be spun right back into her. Monica, you should be forking yourself on this one and not the thing. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
You guess, yeah. We'll
but
find
I love
it.
This thing.
I know you do, but then you talk smack about this thing, and we all know that you are an extension of this thing. We will explain. Fork you next. Who or what?
Fork you!
Continues to roll on. And you know what? I'm very wary of this from Monica, Antoine, because she wants to fork something.
Yeah.
And I already get the feeling that really she should be forking herself.
Okay.
But she's not. She's placing blame on something else.
I could see that happening.
That's my guess. So, Monica Brooks.
Fork you!
Take it away.
I'm saying fork you to my planner. My planner, because I really am running out of space. Still.
So,
you would think that 2020, I wouldn't really use my planner.
Yeah, who needs to write down plans? Okay. Who do you think you are? What do you think you're doing over
but
there?
But I still take my notes. Yes.
Yeah, see, and that's...
still, it's all over the place.
This is where I get into it being Monica's fault and not the planner's fault. Because if you are not familiar with Monica's planner, it is the scariest booklet of serial killer scrawls and drawings and
hieroglyphics.
Terrifying. Yes, it is.
There's a triangle with an eye in the middle. There's so much there.
It's as if you said to me, pick out, if you put three planners down and you said, pick out which one belongs to the Unabomber, I would pick Monica's.
Oh, my God.
Right. If you said, pick out which one belongs to the Illuminati, I'd be like, oh, well, that's Monica's. I mean, look, it's got a pyramid with an eyeball, like, right in the middle of it. So she makes all these weird markings all over the planner. And somehow...
It's the planner's fault?
It's the planner's fault. And the fact you ain't even going anywhere. What plans are you writing down in there?
I don't know. It's just like notes, random notes and stuff. It still looks a little wild.
Okay, fine.
And Jared, he was like,
can we at least agree? You don't have to tell us what's in there, but can you at least assure me and Antoine that we're not the ones that you're going to kill that's in this list?
I just want to be safe.
It's all good.
Just let me know that I'm safe.
I don't feel safe.
Yeah, that's not answering the question at all. That's not saying what we want you to say.
You don't make me feel safe, Monica. And your husband is weirded out by this planner, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said to toss it out. I'm like, no.
Hide the evidence? What?
Burn it.
Don't you dare do that. Who or what needs to be
fork
told?
You!
All right, let's get our friend Sophia in here. We got you on the text as well. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, hi. All right, who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Sophia, what is it?
My siblings.
Okay. Your siblings. Why?
For leaving me out of the group text. They have these group texts where they complain about my cooking.
Oh, no. So, well, they couldn't very well include you. I mean, if you're the one that they're complaining about, that seems it's only fair. Like, they can't put her in there because then it would be awkward, Antoine. Yeah, I mean, come on.
And you have to avoid that awkwardness. So if you have something bad to say, you got to outside of the situation.
You know, and Sophia, I apologize in advance, but I was totally getting ready for her to say, I want to say fork you to all my siblings for leaving me. And I thought she was going to say out in the woods somewhere because that's what her phone is. Right, because your phone sounds like you're a million miles away in a cave.
Does it?
See? She's trapped.
Echo.
That's what this is. This is code. Monica, is she written down in your planner?
She's in the planner.
Is this what happened here?
Oh, she's in my planner.
Oh, my
she's
God.
My friend.
Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Going to the text at 52353. Bethany in Lynchburg. This is interesting because she says, fork you to my sister. We aren't doing a big family Thanksgiving this year, and she's expecting me to make her a tray of mac and cheese and deliver it to her house. What am I, Grubhub?
That's funny, though.
That's a fair question. Like, oh, well, you know, yours is so good, so just make me a bunch of it and bring it over. Andrea and Salem, fork you to blankets. They are too comfy and awesome. Totally agree. Lisa and Roanoke. Monica, this one's right up your alley. Fork you to my six-year-old son who drank out of my drink, and I didn't realize until after I drank out of it, too.
That's gross.
But at least they knew the person.
Yes, and at least it wasn't someone else's water at the gym.
Yeah, it's not a stranger who's been working out and sweating and stuff. That would be terrible.
Yeah. Monica, have you ever met anyone that did that?
No. No. I feel sick all over here.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Oh, people are so happy for Will Smith because he has reconciled with Aunt Viv, number one.
Aww.
And people loved the special, the reunion special the other night. So it was, you know, all grand.
Yep. Antoine is going to sit there and watch all the Vivs come together.
I can't wait. As soon as I get home today, actually not as soon. I'm going to relax a little bit and then I'm going to sit there and enjoy my family back together.
Will
again.
You drink while you watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be an event, so like I'm probably going to get some wings and stuff like that. Like I'm really going to get immersed in it.
Gotcha. But make no mistake, because you make it sound like it's a party. This
is
a one-man party, though.
That's it. It is. Right. Trust me.
What? Oh, well, we're going to make it a family party because my brother-in-law, he wants to watch, but he wants to watch on Thanksgiving.
Really?
So he wants the family to watch. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we're going to watch it on Thanksgiving. I'm like, okay.
So you shall gather around and see the coming of the Vivs. Yeah, because if you never watched Fresh Prince, there was a Aunt Viv.
Uh-huh.
And then Aunt Viv got fired. And they brought in a new Aunt Viv. And old Aunt Viv was not happy about being fired.
She held, what would you say, a grudge?
And based on the quotes that I've seen, she still holds that grudge. And she kind of blames Will Smith for ruining her career in Hollywood because he said that she was fired because she was difficult.
Uh-huh.
And he said, when you tell a, you know, she goes on to point out, when you brand a black woman in Hollywood as difficult, it's very, very hard for her to find work. So, you know, she kind of held that against him for a long, long time.
Don't be difficult.
Yeah, she does.
I believe Will.
She sounded very difficult.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a lot of difficulty going on.
She had that dance scene, though. That was on.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
There have been a bunch of memes about that.
Okay, so there was a dance scene that she was best known for.
Yeah,
because I always know the Carlton, but that's the only one I remember.
No, I think it was her 50th birthday. And so she joined a dance class because everybody called her old.
Ah,
so she was trying to find her youth again.
Okay, so she was trying to be all cool like the kids. So she was dancing like your Aunt Viv at a wedding with her elbows going, woo, that whole thing.
Number 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Wonder Woman 1984 will still come out on Christmas Day.
Or finally come out, I guess, is the way to look at it. Because I think blockbuster movie.
Yeah, summer blockbuster, yes.
And now here we are.
Yeah, yeah. They said it will still hit theaters on Christmas Day, but it's going to be on HBO Max that same day.
So interesting.
That makes me happy.
I didn't see Wonder Woman, the first one.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Especially compared to like previous movies. It was really good.
Yeah. So it's going to be available. So if you have HBO Max on Christmas Day, so this is going to be sort of a same day in the theater, same day on the streaming service, which is kind of the first time
ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how much HBO
paid.
They said
it wasn't an easy decision, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Now?
James Bond, that movie was looking for $600 million from a streaming service. I'm like, how do they make their money off of that?
They won't. They will not.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand with the streaming services. I guess they're trying to get people to sign up because it's not like they every time you view it, they make a dollar or something like that. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. But man, they shell out the money for that thing. So interesting.
Number 1.
Okay, so Black Panther 2. They said that they won't use a digital Chadwick Boseman. They're not going to use a digital double. They're not going to do that.
Okay, good.
But there is someone that knows who the next Black Panther is.
A leaker. So, I saw that there's a leaker.
There's a leaker.
The leaker is going around. They were identified as the leaker.
Okay.
Which is not a title I'd feel excited about. Like, if you have all this cool information, and then they make you sound like some sort of drippy pee. I'm the leaker. Oh, no.
The leaker.
So what do they say? What does the leaker say?
Say it like
that. See, when I say it like that, now you can't get that picture out of your mind. I'm the leaker.
Drip, drip. What does the leaker say?
Well, it looks like the leaker doesn't really give any information. The leaker has been shut down.
Oh, the leaker. I saw the story. I know what you're talking about, that story, Monica. The leaker says, and this isn't a huge spoiler because it would follow the comic book universe, is that it would be
Shuri.
The sister.
Uh-huh.
It'd be Shuri.
Yeah. Because I guess that is what happens in the comic
book. How do you feel about that, Antoine, though?
Well, I feel like at some point that's what was going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Like maybe some movies down the road because they are, you know, they're making younger Avengers, and that's how the comic book goes. So at some point, Shuri does become the Black Panther.
So you feel good about it?
Yeah, I'm good. I knew it would happen at some point. It's sad that it had to happen this early. Mm-hmm.
But it makes the most sense in that scenario. So, you know, I don't think the leaker has some sort of special information that
the
nobody
leaker.
Else has. Like, look here, leaker.
And now that you say it, it just sounds terrible.
It does.
The leaker.
Yep. He's thinking he's all cool. I'm like, look at
drip,
you.
Drip, drip.
Yep. You need one of those medications I see commercials for on TV. Get him Flomax, whatever it is. K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine tumbling our way toward the weekend with just a tiny little bit of spelling now. Because it's a hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
The show nuts.
Turkey time is almost here. If this dinner was a poem, it would be Shakespeare. So pour a glass of gravy and listen to me as we play the hip-hop spelling bee. Oh, I'm so ready. Thanksgiving dinner.
My stomach is like already making space.
Yeah, I've been making space. You know what? My stomach, I've been making space since last year. That's why I'm making space since longer. You've been making space. Antoine, something.
Well,
I don't know what it's talking about.
I like rolls.
You do like rolls. We're talking about that. That was a while back.
That was like a couple weeks back.
Yeah, West Virginia, the favorite side dish in West Virginia. Rolls. Hey. The roll is fine.
It's in my starting five. It's in my starting five.
I sent rolls to the minors. I don't serve rolls on Thanksgiving.
That's
I don't do it because you know what? It's unnecessary carbs and filler. I need to, again, make more room for things like stuffing, mashed potatoes, turkey, gravy, all those different things.
That's fine. Add a roll on top.
Like, why would I fill it with a roll when I could have put more mashed potatoes in there, silly?
Eat like me. You can just keep eating.
Rolls are Tuesday food.
What?
Move on to that. I'll use
That's disrespectful. That's really disrespectful right there.
Just, you know, I'm just... Or if I can take those rolls and use them as my turkey sandwich for the next day. There's your roll.
Well, you still have the roll, though.
Like, why am I eating a deconstructed sandwich on Thanksgiving? That's what it's not. That's not what it's all about. Come on. All right, anyway, let's go ahead and play the hip-hop spelling bee right now. It is Antoine. It is Monica in the game. They are trying to spell different rappers. Get it right, you get a point. Get it wrong, your opponent has the chance to steal here in the hip-hop spelling bee. Well, you know what, roll lover?
Yes.
You can go first in
Thank
the game.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to roll right now.
And Monica's a roll liker. I mean, you're okay with a roll, but
yeah,
it's
I
just,
like roll.
It just seems like a waste of food space. On a day
like when you say mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese, I look forward to
yeah, all those things. And you think about this way, would you rather have a couple more bites of one of those things or roll?
Yes.
Roll, fill you up.
Now, can we just get to the game?
Y'all bloated.
Okay.
All right, fine, Antoine. Please spell fat cat. Fat cat.
Had too much mashed potatoes. Should have got a roll. Fat cat. F-A-T. C-A-T. Fat cat.
Fat. Cat, F-A-T-C-A-T, going pretty much the normal way on that one. Well, no.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry, not straightforward here in round one of the backwards game. Monica Brooks, please spell fat cat.
Okay, fat cat. I'm going P-H-A-T-C-A-T. Fat cat.
Is...
That means you're wrong.
You were so close, Monica. It was fat with a P-H. P-H-A-T. K-A-T. Fat. Cat. Yeah, no point there in the first one in round one. Monica, here's yours in round one. Please spell Lil Papa.
Lil Papa.
Lil Papa. Come here, Lil Papa.
Okay. Lil Papa.
How does one spell
it? L-I-L-P-A-P-A. Lil Papa.
Lil Papa is.
Yeah. That means you're wrong.
Sorry, Lil Papa. Antoine, please spell Lil Papa.
Lil Papa.
Lil Papa.
I can't remember if she did two P's, so I'm going L-I-L-P-O-P-P-A.
P-O-P-P-A?
P-O-P-P-A.
Lil Papa.
Lil Papa.
Is.
Thank
Correct.
You.
Yep.
You spell Lil Papa.
She spelled P-A-P-A. She went with the A.
Oh, like granddad.
Uh-huh.
Like granddad.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lil Papa.
The old rapper.
Get ready. My bones are killing me.
Yeah, Lil Papa, L-I-L-P-O-P-P-A. That means, Antoine, you are in the lead.
Yeah, buddy.
As we head to round two of the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Please spell. Filla. Filla.
That's it. Just filla.
Filla.
Give me a fill up on pump nine, please.
A filler.
Filler. I'm going filler. F-I-L-L-A. Filler.
Filler.
Kind of like fella, but filler.
Or like a fila, like the shoe with the extra L in there. Yeah, no.
That means you're
I'm
wrong.
I'm sorry, Antoine, not stupid enough. Please spell filler.
Oh, no. Filler.
Your chance to steal. Filler.
I got the feels for you. Is it like filler? Filler.
Philella. Philella.
Or do I want to be like, you know, Uncle Phil?
Remember.
Phila.
Get stupid with it, Monica. Get very stupid with it. Philella.
Well, I'm just going to go Phila, F-E-E-L-A.
F-E.
Got the feel.
Like Phila. That's he's creepy. Hi, I'm Phila. Ooh, yeah. No. No.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry, y'all. Not stupid enough for Phila, who would like to spell his name. P-H-I. One.
No.
One.
No.
A.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm sorry.
I refuse to accept this. I don't accept this answer.
Phila. Nope. Well, you know what? You can write him a letter or your congressman. Either one. Phila is the correct spelling. All right. It all comes down to this. Monica Brooks, you had a little papa. So now, can you spell Lil Easy?
Lil Easy.
Listen to me. Lil Easy. Easy. Or easy. Look at it that way, too. Easy.
Oh, good gracious. What's happening here?
I know.
Easy.
Okay, so I'm going to go a little easy. L-I-L-E-A. Z-Z-E-E.
Yeah.
Lil Easy.
Yeah, Lil Easy. Same thing. Lil Easy is...
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry, Antoine Wins.
No matter what.
And what they do.
And they stay there.
Oh, you were close.
And they stay there. Because all I do is squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And if you go in here, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
All right, Antoine, I'll give you a chance just to spell in case you're curious. So she was wrong. L-I-L was correct.
Yes.
E-A-Z-Z-E-E is what she said. What do you think?
E-A-Z-Z-Z-E-E.
Ooh.
Another Z on there.
Not bad. Also wrong. I'm sorry to report the correct spelling of Lil Easy was L-I-L-E-A-Z-Z-Y-Y. It wasn't E-E. It was Y-Y. That's why I was trying to be like, hey, or I don't know how you do it. Y-I-I-I-I. Anyway, congratulations, Antoine. You are the winner of the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Binge Watch Weekend on the way here on your Friday Thing.
I can never get enough. Up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Oh, what is it we do again?
And they stay there. And they stay there.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We need to watch things, and we need to be told what to watch.
Yes.
We can't figure it out on our own. There's too many things.
Way too many options.
There's way too many options in there. You got your list. You got a top 10 list. You got a suggested list. You got a new list. You got old list. There's too many things.
You got a list that connects to what you've been watching.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on.
I need Antoine's list. I need the three things to binge watch this weekend, according to Antoine.
And looking at my list, it's funny, ironic, if you will, that you said you need Antoine's list.
Okay.
Because I, don't think that either one of you guys will really enjoy my list this week.
Okay.
All right. My list is for the masses. It's not for just Zach and Monica. It's for the masses.
Okay. And when you say the masses, you mean I'm not going to like these things. That's what I would hear.
You and Monica might not care that much. I know there's going to at least be one thing on both that you guys are like, I'm not going
to
watch.
Gotcha. But you know what? Maybe we have to come in with an open mind. Maybe we could surprise ourselves.
Maybe we can wake up tomorrow and it's 2021. All right. So, the theme of my binge watch weekend is comedy. So there are a bunch of new comedic stuff that are out this weekend. Either it came out yesterday or they're coming out today.
I like laughing and stuff.
See, there. Okay. We're off to a good start.
Yes.
All right. So the first thing, I'm going to try to get Zach on board with the first one. It's called On the Rocks.
On the Rocks.
It stars Bill Murray.
I like him.
He is the father of his daughter thinks that her husband is cheating on her.
Gotcha.
And so Bill Murray has been an aloof father the entire life. But once she tells him that, he pops back in her life and he goes, we're going to find out.
Okay.
We are going to follow your husband on all of his business trips to see if he is having an affair.
Okay, so she's going to help him get to the bottom of it. I believe
he's helping her.
That's what I meant, yes. He's helping her. Hilarity ensues at
this point. Because they never had like a strong relationship, so they also building their relationship, and they're arguing back and forth. And the husband is Marlon Wayans, so he's has his own little comedic value to it.
Okay. I think I would
I'm scared at Zach.
I think I would watch that one. Monica says she would watch it too. I'm a little upset about this invasion of privacy. I mean, if this man is not cheating, then this is very inappropriate behavior.
And I haven't.
Well, they can all laugh at the end of it.
Not laughing if I'm being followed on multiple trips because I've been accused of being cheated. it was cheating
but
and all that stuff.
Zach, hilarity ensues.
Oh, hilarity ensues. That's right.
Yes. So it's On the Rocks and it's on Apple TV Plus. Bill Murray, Marlon Wayans, great, funny.
I like the sound of that one. I'm worried about the next two then, because if we actually found one, but maybe, see, again, maybe you underestimated me and Monica.
Nope, that was the one that I trusted in. All right, so the next one.
Okay.
The next one is a comedy stand-up that premiered last night.
Oh.
Yeah. I already know.
There's something, Monica does not like stand-up comedy
no,
for the most
part. No,
she
does not. Not at all.
And I attend comedy shows because I want to enjoy. I don't know what it is. Like, I want to like it. And Jared loves comedy. He loves all kinds of, you know, comedians. And he even likes the little puppet, you know, guy. But
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham, yeah.
One of the biggest, probably most financially successful comedians
ever
in America. Yeah, ever. And she's like, you know, little puppet
whatever
boy.
His name is. Man, Geppetto.
Puppet guy. Yeah, Pinocchio over there.
All right. Well, on Netflix, there's a brand new stand-up, like I said, that came out last night. It is called Zero F's Given. You know what F stands for.
Yes.
And it's by the hilarious, the comedic rock star, Kevin Hart.
I didn't see that pop up.
Friend of the show, Kevin Hart.
Yes. Friend of the show, taller than Monica.
Yeah. And I don't think Monica's ever ever gotten over that. Because prior to us, I mean, meeting Kevin Hart, when he was in Roanoke and we had him on the phone a couple times before he got here, and I let him know that Monica had been talking trash about him for years, that she was taller than him, we did a height off. And Kevin Hart was, in fact, taller than Monica. It was close. And they
in
both.
Man heels.
Okay, you had lady heels on. Exactly. So again, the heels made it, you know, you both had elevated shoes. There is no doubt about it, but you both had them on. And so he was slightly taller than you. And you used to love Kevin Hart. But as soon as he pointed out, as soon as he figured out he was taller, you were mad. You didn't like him anymore. He was dumb. You said it were over him. You're
well,
stupid.
I said some stuff about him. I was like,
which blows my mind because you named your son after his son. So it was just really crazy and all.
No.
Brand new stand-up on Netflix, Kevin Hart, zero Fs given.
Yeah, and Monica's son and Kevin Hart's son have the same name, and Kevin Hart's son is older. I'd just like to point that out.
Just saying.
So you honored Kevin Hart's
son. I'll take Jimi Hendrix.
The truth is the truth.
People always say, oh, Jimi Hendrix. Yep, I will say Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
All right. So that's second to last. So now we have the coup de grace.
The coup de grace, as they say.
Yes, I was like, is that how you pronounce it? Yes. The coup de grace, it came out yesterday on HBO Max. I haven't watched it yet. I wanted to wait until tonight. I wanted to have a beverage.
I wanted to sit
on my couch.
No.
I wanted to really soak every second in.
No.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion.
No.
30 years later, they are bringing back the Banks family. Join Will Smith and his former co-stars for a funny and heartfelt night full of music and dancing in honor of the show that ran for 6 seasons and 148 episodes.
I only watch if Jada's there.
Shut up! Just kidding. I don't mean that. I got excited. I stepped out of myself. Monica, I apologize. That was overly aggressive. I don't know what happened.
I got emotional.
I blacked out.
That's the only way I watch it. That's the only way.
Jada's not going to be there, but Carlton's going to be there, and Ashley, and light-skinned Viv. Uncle Phil, rest in peace. Jeffrey's going to be there. He's bringing back Janet Huber. If nothing else, watch for that awkwardness of when Janet comes back because she has been estranged from the cast since the show ended, since she got kicked off the show.
Is that original Aunt Viv? Is that who we're talking about
here? Yeah, Janet's original Aunt Viv.
Yeah, I mean, you know it's going to be boring when the highest drama that they're selling, Monica, is see what happens when the woman who originally played Aunt Viv comes back for a little while. Woo!
I got goosebumps when I saw this trailer, guys. I got goosebumps. I just felt it all in my heart.
But you're
my
easily pleased, I think, is what it is.
I'm a very simple man. It makes life so much better. It makes me less of a cynic.
I feel like you could watch Will Smith eat a lemon, and you'd be like, I got goosebumps, guys. It was just so amazing.
Because I see the trailer. I'm starting up the trailer.
No, don't be distracted. No, you have to wait. You're distracted right now. You have to give Will.
Will talking too much right here.
Already.
You have to give Will all your attention. You can't share
all the banks. Oh, lots of hugs.
There are a lot of hugs.
We hug and we hug again. Yeah, there's lots of love.
I'm so excited.
Well, nobody call Antoine this weekend.
Can we watch it together?
No, because you
guys want to come over and we can watch it?
No, I don't, because I think you're going to be a little too excited. I don't want to be that close to you.
Will you hold my hand?
No.
To sum it back up, on Apple TV Plus, we have On the Rocks with Bill Murray. On Netflix, Kevin Hart, brand new stand-up, zero Fs given. And the coup de grace.
The coup de grace.
HBO Max. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion.
Well, Antoine, I have good news if nothing else.
What's that?
No other member of the K92 Morning Thing will take any of your bandwidth on that show. So you'll be good to go.
Perfect stream.
It'll be nice and perfectly streamed. Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. You can go to K92MorningThing.com if you need a reminder or you want to see any of the trailers or anything like that. K92MorningThing.com.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.